Now, what are the keys to anchoring? We've talked a little bit about some of these things, and so let's get real specific here. There are five keys to anchoring, and we've given you a mnemonic device, which is iTurn. There are five keys to anchoring. What are they? Well, first of all, the intensity of the experience is real important. We talked a little bit about that. An anchor is a stimulus which is recalled and which is applied to a state when a person is recalled a very powerful positive or powerful negative state. If you're anchoring the state, remember the person needs to be fully associated. Then at the peak of the experience, or just before the peak, you apply that stimulus, and when that happens, the two get linked together, and they're linked together neurologically. The next thing, of course, is the timing of the anchor. We just talked about that. People go into the state, you pick it up just as it begins, and then as it just before it hits, or when it hits its peak, or maybe even slightly thereafter, you get your hand off. You can see it. You'll be able to see it because you've got great sensory acuity. You'll notice the skin color change, the skin tonus, the focus of the eyes, the breathing rate and location, and so forth. Then the third thing is the uniqueness of the stimulus. If you anchored somebody by shaking their hand, is that a unique stimulus? No, probably not. In fact, every time someone went to shake their hand, that person might go into that same state. But then after a while, the state would get watered down, especially if there were other states going on at the same time. So if anchors are in a unique location, they'll literally last forever in the right circumstances. If the anchor is applied forever, it'll take the first time and it can be recalled forever. However, if it's in a place where it continues to get fired off or gets watered down or gets weakened, then it won't last forever. It may not be. So if the anchor is applied correctly, however, it'll take the first time and you'll be able to recall the state forever. Now, one thing you can do is you can stack an anchor. You can stack it, and we'll talk about that as we go. As the anchor gets stacked, or as more and more states are stacked in the same place, then the anchor will get more powerful and be able to elicit the certain state. Okay, the next is the replication of the stimulus. And the replication of the stimulus is being able to repeat it. So that essentially means that we can actually take the state, we can fire off the anchor again, and it will repeat the number of state, or repeat the state. And then number five is the number of times. The number of times. How many times do we actually stack that anchor? So the number of times actually relates to stacking. And what it means is the more times you put the same state in the same place, the more powerful the anchor will become.